This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. We begin with breaking news in Washington, where President Biden has just pardoned his son, Hunter, who was convicted on federal gun and tax charges. The president says Hunter was unfairly prosecuted. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson explains what the case was all about.
Even though this is the type of case that is not typically brought as a standalone charge, the prosecution did have a lot of evidence here. I mean, the questions were fairly straightforward in the sense that we're looking at these federal forms. We're asking ourselves whether or not Hunter Biden lied when he said, no, I'm not a drug addict, and therefore I can purchase this gun, and whether or not he violated the federal law that says you can't possess a gun if you are an illegal drug user.
President Biden said the charges in Hunter's case came only after several of his political opponents instigated them to attack him and oppose his election. Now to the president-elect, Donald Trump, and a controversial person he wants for a key role in his upcoming administration. Our Weisha Zhang reports.
Kash Patel possesses a top quality that president-elect Trump values, fierce loyalty. But that could harm his chances of getting confirmed by the Senate because the FBI is supposed to operate independently.
Well, after 5 days of eating, shopping, and spending time with family and friends, CBS's Elise Preston reports it's time to go home.
The home stretch of a record travel rush.
You muscle through, even though you have two kids and it's very complex.
Passengers packed major airports nationwide. The FAA says there were 232,000 flights from last Sunday through Thanksgiving, an all-time high. An estimated 72 million travelers drove, fueled by lower gas prices.
And that money you saved in gas could be used for more holiday shopping. Adobe predicts Americans will spend a record $13.2 billion tomorrow on Cyber Monday. Correspondent Deborah Pata is in Jerusalem with the latest now on the Israel-Hamas war.
Fleeing war and starvation in the north, Palestinians are heading south, only to find hunger is spreading everywhere in Gaza. Israel has allowed almost no aid into the north for nearly 2 months. We need to eat. We're exhausted, begged Wadi. Stop this war and let the aid in. Of the 91 requests the UN has made to deliver supplies, it says 82 have been turned down.
And again, our top story from Washington, President Biden pardoning his son, Hunter. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-teens. Chance of flurries on your Monday, otherwise mostly cloudy and a high near 28. 15 Monday night, 25 the high on Tuesday. Again, a chance of flurries and becoming breezy. Wednesday, chance of snow and a high near 30.
Right now, it's 15.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Unlabeled. Time to take a listen down memory lane like your 90s mixtape is playing in your headphones. In the next hour, we're jamming to tape 11, where we're going to do things a little different this week. This week, it's a continuation of the Class of 91, some of the best from the year of 1991, some of the best music that came out. This hour will feature some forgotten favorites from 91. On side A, we had a mix of alternative, R&B. This tape will feature grunge and more, as 91 was truly the year grunge was born, the beginning of grunge, or at least become known to the rest of us outside of Seattle. Coming up, we'll hang out with the big four of grunge, Nirvana, Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, and our first band, Pearl Jam. Released on July 7th, 1991, 51 days before the release of the band's debut album, 10, on which Alive appears, writer and lead guitarist Stone Gossard said the song originated as an instrumental titled Dollar Short and was included on a demo circulating in hopes of finding a singer. Vocalist Eddie Vedder obtained a copy of the tape and wrote lyrics that described a somewhat fictionalized account of the time when he was told that the man he thought was his dad was not actually his biological parent. With a cool, cutting opening guitar lick. I've always thought this would be a great way to start a concert. Just that opening guitar. Here is Pearl Jam, Alive on WFHR's Unlabeled. only band that could bring harmonies to distortion. My personal favorite of all these groups, Alice in Chains, Man in the Box. Quote from guitarist and harmonizer Jerry Cantrell, "That whole beat and grind of that is what when we first started to find ourselves. It helped Alice become what it was. The song makes use of a talk box to create that guitar effect. So wicked." Coming up, we'll be hanging out with Primus, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Temple of the Dog. Next, the song that changed everything in music. I mean, literally, look back and see how much this song really changed the course of where things were going. The year would never be the same. The opening track, lead single from the band's second album, Nevermind, from 1991, Nirvana. The unexpected success of this song propelled Nevermind to the top of several album charts at the start of 1992, an event that often marked as the point when grunge entered the mainstream. It was included in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's list of the songs that shaped rock and roll. Here is Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit, on WFHR's Unlabeled.
To You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Outside my window, I see the dawn, it's powdered leaves of my heart. I see the shards of sad dreams in the streets.
I'm Animal, the uncannibal beast. Public enemy number one, my bull said freeze. And I got numb, can I tell them? Never really, never had a gun. But it's the wax that determined they didn't fun. Now they got me in a cell, cause my records they sell. Cause a brother like me said, well, Farrakhan's a prominent, and I think you want to listen to what they consider you. What you ought to do is follow for now. How other people say, make a miracle, deep up the lyrical. Black is back, all in, we're gonna win, check it out.
Yeah, y'all, come on.
Here we go again.
Turn it up.
The brother is madder than mad at the fact it's corrupt like a senator. So on the road, would you treat it like soap on a rope? Cause the beats and the lines are so dope. Listen for lessons I'm saying inside music that the critics are blasting me for. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters right across the country has us up for the war. We got to get them straight.
Come on
now, they're gonna have to wait
till we get it right.
Radio stations are questioning their blackness. They call us a black, but we'll see if they're playing this.
Turn it up! Bring the noise!
The crowd runs to me, my DJ is warm, he's I call him Norm, you know. He can cut a record from side to side, so with the ride, the glide, to be much safer than a suicide. Soul control, beat is the father of your rock and roll. Music for what you're for, which you call a band, man. Making a music, I'm using, but you can't do it, you know. You call them demos,
but we ride demos too.
What you gonna do? Rap is not afraid of you. Beat is for Sonny Bono,
beat is for
no water. Run the MC for sitting, DJ couldn't be a band. Stand on his own feet, get you on your seat. Beat is for Eric B and LL as well, hell.
Wax is for Anthrax,
still like your rock bells. Ever forever, universal it will sell. Time for me to exit, Terminator.
Seen that one live, and it just hits differently when you've seen a song live. Anthrax and Bring the Noise. That song sampled the vocals from the original Public Enemy recording. Chuck D had stated that upon the initial request of Anthrax, he didn't take them wholeheartedly seriously, but after the collaboration was done, it made much more sense. And it was eventually included on both the Anthrax compilation, Attack of the Killer Bees, and the final track of Public Enemy's classic album, Apocalypse 91, The Enemy Strikes Black. Wonderful song, wonderful albums, both of them. Still got room on the tape for Matthew Sweet, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and some Temple of the Dog. Next, one of the more original bands you'll hear from one of the best bass players you'll ever hear, Primus, Jerry Was a Race Car Driver. The song did very well and helped Primus get on the map and part of Ozfest, where I saw them live. Amazing concert, amazing show, and amazing performance by them. Les Claypool live, there's nothing like it. The song, they did the South Park theme song, which Primus also has recorded and did. And hearing that live and seeing people mosh to that, that's one of my most memorable concert moments. It was fantastic, and it brought to us by Primus, this band. And the song that we're going to play right now features a sample of Bill Moseley's character, Chop Top, from the film Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. Chuckling to himself and remarking, "Dog will hunt." It was also featured on the first Tony Hawk's Pro Skater video game, which, like a lot of bands, only helped spread the sound. From their second album, the wonderfully named Sailing the Seas of Cheese, here's Primus, Jerry Was a Race Car Driver, on Unlabeled here at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
CBS News Special Report. President Biden has granted a pardon for his son, Hunter, who was convicted on federal gun and tax charges. Legal analyst Lori Levinson says this is no surprise.
I think it was to be expected. The entire process of this prosecution by a special counsel had become very politicized. He had said that he would not pardon his son. And at this point, President Biden really has nothing to lose, at least not politically.
Our Matt Piper with more.
In a statement, the president says, without aggravating factors like using a crime, multiple purchases, or buying a weapon as a straw purchaser, people are almost never brought to trial on felony charges solely for how they filled out a gun form.
And Hunter Biden issued a statement saying, I will never take the clemency I've been given today for granted and will devote the life I have rebuilt to helping those who are still sick and suffering. CBS News Special Report. I'm Stacy Lynn.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-teens. Chance of flurries on your Monday, otherwise mostly cloudy and a high near 28. 15 Monday night, 25 the high on Tuesday. Again, a chance of flurries and becoming breezy. Wednesday, chance of snow and a high near 30.
Right now, it's 15.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fleet.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A lot of financial chatter is focused on the stock market. Is it up? Is it down? Is it a bull market? Is it a bear market? The Dow just hit a record high. But how much should people like me and you really care about these daily updates? The answer? Not very much. Most of those daily highs and lows come from small-scale events that just don't mean that much to the broader U.S. economy. And the stock market is not the economy. For most of us, long-term growth is what really matters for retirement. Now, if you are one of the richest 10% of Americans who own 93% of all the stock, you can ignore this message. But for the rest of us, we're going to get more done by keeping an eye on our spending and savings than we are by paying attention to Wall Street. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
In 1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
My way, I didn't know nobody.
you need to. Back in the arms of a good friend. Oh, just honey, believe me. She'll love to call you my girlfriend.
Breaking the Girl with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Wonderful ending to that one. Another band, if you get the chance to see them live, please do it. Got to see them in Madison at the Kohl Center years ago, I think during the Californication tour. It was amazing, amazing show. Flea came out afterwards and played the trumpet. It was awesome. All four members of the band had a hand in writing the song, and the bridge is marked by a percussion break that builds through the use of increasingly complex rhythms. The percussion instruments consisted of junkyard debris found by drummer Chad Smith. Our final track comes to us from Temple of the Dog, Hunger Strike. It was conceived by vocalist Chris Cornell of Soundgarden as a tribute to his friend, the late Andrew Wood, lead singer of the bands Malfunkskin and Mother Love Bone more famously. The lineup included Stone Gossard on rhythm guitar, Jeff Ament on bass guitar, both ex-members of Mother Love Bone and future members of Pearl Jam, and Mike McCready, later of Pearl Jam, on lead guitar, and Matt Cameron, Soundgarden and later with Pearl Jam, on drums. Eddie Vedder appeared as a guest to provide some lead and backing vocals and later became lead vocalist of Pearl Jam, of course. Pearl Jam's debut album, 10, was released just 4 months after Temple of the Dog's only studio album. Felt was fitting beginning this tape with a song from the album 10 and ending with Dog. One last note, the song was written by vocalist Chris Cornell. It features a duet between Cornell and vocalist Eddie Vedder. Cornell was having trouble with the vocals at practice, and when Vedder stepped in, Cornell later said he sang half of that song not even knowing that I'd wanted the part to be there, and he sang it exactly the way I was thinking about doing it, just instinctively. Coolness. Song has even more meaning after losing Cornell. Taking up the last spot on this tape, here is Hunger Strike from Temple of the Dog on WFHR's Unlabeled. Have a good night, everyone.
Blood is on the table and the mouths are choking.
Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News.